Welcome, we are in Maseches Tainis, Daf, Hey Amud Aleph, at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Ad Masai Sholinis Agishomim, until when do we request rain? Rabbi Huda says, She'elas Gishomim, which is the recitation of the Saint Talamato Livracha, which is our request for rain, that happens Ad Sheyavor HaPesach, until Pesach is complete. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Ad Sheyetze Nisan, until the month of Nisan has ended. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayored Lachem Geshem, Umalkosh Barishon, that Hashem made rainfall for you, Yore Umalkosh, More Umalkosh, two different types of rain, Barishon in the first month, and that first month is Nisan. Amarle Rav Nachman, says the Gemara, says Rav Nachman to Rav Yitzchak, Yore Benisan, does the Yore type of rain really fall in Nisan? Yore Marcheshvanu. Yore rain falls usually in Marcheshvan. Ditanya, as we learned in a Braisa, Yore b'Marcheshvan, u'Malkosh b'Nisan, that Yore falls in Marcheshvan, and the Malkosh type rain falls in Nisan. Says the Gemara, Amar Leis, Rav Yitzchak says, Vakter of Nachman, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is what Rabbi Yochanan says. This was talking about an exceptional time in Jewish history. Bimei Yoel ben Pesuel Niskayim. It was talking about a time in the days of the Navi Yoel, Mikrazeh, this pasuk, Dichsiv Bey, as it is written in with regards to that time, Yeser HaGozam Ochal HaArbe, that everything that the Gozam type of locusts had left over, Ochal HaArbe, the Arba type locusts have eaten. And this was a situation where Klal Yisrael was punished, and there were 7 years of hunger, and that included a plague of locusts, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided rain in Nisan to begin to replenish the fields once this klala had been complete. So in general, Yore falls in Cheshvan. But here in this particular situation, we're going to see that Yore fell in Nisan. The Gemara says, what exactly happened? Says the Gemara, Oso Shana, that year, Yotzo Adar v'lo Yardu Geshomim. So Adar had finished, and there was still no rain. Yarda lohem revi'a rishona be'echad b'nisan. So the first time rain fell was on the first day of Nisan. Amar lohem navi li Yisrael. So Yoel told Klal Yisrael, Tzir'u v'ziru, go and plant in the fields. So Amru lo, so the people said to Yoel HaNavi, Mishi yesh lo kav of chitim or kabayim se'orim, someone who has a kav of chitim, or two kavim of barley, yochlenu v'yichya, they have two choices. They could either hoard it and eat it, or oyuzrenu v'yamos, or they can plant it, but then we're going to die of hunger. This is all the food we have. So Amar Lahem, so the Navi Yoel says to them, afal pikein su v'ziru. You have to have bitachon, and go and invest in our future. Go and plant that which you have. Nasalahem neis, so a great miracle happened. Minizgalalahem masha b'ksolu masha b'chori nimolim. That Klal Yisrael, they found whatever food had been burrowed away by mice and other animals, either in the walls or in the chori nimolim, in ant holes. Yotzu v'zaru sheni shlishi revi, they went and they planted the fields, and on the second and the third and the fourth of Nisan, with whatever they had, the Yardu Lahem Revi'a Shnia B'Chamisha B'Nisan. And then the second rain came and fell on the fifth of Nisan. Hikrivu Omer B'Shishasar B'Nisan, and they brought the Karbana Omer from this whole experience on the 16th day of Nisan. Nimzes, you know what turned out, is that Tivua Hagdula B'Shisha Chadoshim, that Tivua, that produce, that normally takes at least shisha chadashim, at least 6 months, gedula or gedela be'achar asar yom, grew in only 11 days from the 5th of Nisan all the way to the 16th of Nisan. Nimsa omer akar mitvua shel shisha chadashim. So it turns out that the omer, the carbon omer, which is usually brought from tvua that grew over shisha chadashim, karav mitvua was actually brought from grain shel achar asar yom, that grew only a period of 11 days. V'shal oso adoru omer. And regarding that generation, it says, Hazorim bedima berina yiktsoru. They planted with dima, they planted with tears, but berina yiktsoru. Then a miracle happened, and they were able to ultimately harvest and be able to get what they needed. So the Mefarshim ask, what do you mean Hazorim Bedima? The Gemara just said that they had a nace, they had a miracle that they found leftover food in the hiding places from the animals. So Rashi says the Zorim Bedima is that they took whatever food they had left and they planted it, and they had no idea what they were going to sustain themselves on. But the Gemara just said that they did have what to sustain themselves on. So one of the answers to this question is that no, that the nace of discovering whatever was left over only occurred once they went ahead and they planted whatever it is that they had left. You know, very often we see that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is willing to do a miracle in order to bring a salvation to Klal Yisrael, but it requires some sort of initiative on the part of the Jewish people, some sort of initiative of bitachon, right? At the experience of Kriyas Yamsuf, where Klal Yisrael had the Mitzrim behind them and the sea in front of them, and they began to complain to Moshe Rabbeinu, why'd you take us out of Mitzrayim just so that we're going to die here at the sea? We could have just been buried in Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu finally, and Moshe cries out to Hashem, starts to daven, and Hashem says to Moshe, Mati tzake lei dabero b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. Tell the Jewish people that they should just go forward, they should just move forward. And we know, the Medrash tells us, that there was a lot of discussion, who should go first, what should they do, and Nachshon ben Aminadav jumps into the sea, and ultimately the Yamsuf splits. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to manipulate nature and do great miracles to save Klal Yisrael, but there has to be some sense of bitachon, some demonstration, some overt expression of our bitachon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu to initiate such a thing. So first, Hazorim Bedima. First, we were prepared to plant Bedima with tears, because we were prepared to use everything we had in order to have some faith in our future. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a miracle for them, that even though those who were so worried about the practicality of the soul, that nevertheless we were able to be saved by discovering food elsewhere. Says the Gemara, Holoch yelech uvocho nose meshech hazara, that holoch yelech, one walks along, uvocho, and he's crying, Nose Meshech Hazara, is carrying the Meshech Hazara, that which is holding the seeds. My holoch yelech uvocho, Nose Meshech. What is it? What does this mean? Amar Rabbi Huda says, Rabbi Huda, Shor, refers to the ox, Keshehu choresh holech uvocha, that as he draws the plow, he is being bocha, he's crying. However, since the tvua began to grow right away, b'chazaroso ochel chazes minatelem, even on his way back from the plow into the field, he was able to already eat some of what had grown from the telem, from the indentation that he put in the ground. V'zehu bo yavo virino. That's what it means, that he will come back with joy. My no say alumosav. So what's meant by holding the sheaves? Amrav Chizda v'amrila k'masnisa tana b'masnisa tana. So says Rav Chizda, and some say it was actually the sources in a brisa. Kone zeres shibole zersayim. That the stalk of the grain was one hand worth, and the ear measured even two hands worth. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman to Rav Yitzchak, says Rav Nachman to Rav Yitzchak, Ma dichsiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Ki kara Hashem lo ra'av v'gam bo el ha'aretz sheva shanim, that Hashem has been kara Hashem, Hashem proclaimed a ra'av, a famine, v'gam bo el ha'aretz sheva shanim, and it should come to the land for 7 years. V'hanach sheva shanim my ochel, during those 7 years, what did they eat? So, Amar lei, Hachi Omer Rabbi Yochanan. This is what Rabbi Yochanan said. Shana Rishona, in the first year of this famine, Achlu Mashiv Avatim. They ate whatever they had in their homes. Shnia, in the second year of the famine, Achlu Mashiv Asados. They ate whatever they had in the field. Shlishis, in the third year of the famine, Basar Behemoth Tahora. They ate the meat of Behemoth Tahora, of kosher animals. Revius, in the fourth year, Behemoth Temeya. So now they were so desperate, they ate non-kosher animals. Chamishis, Basar Shkatzim, and Ramasim. In the fifth year, they were so desperate that they even ate Shkatzim and Ramasim, things that are like bugs that crawl along. Shishis, in the sixth year of the famine, says the Gemara, Besar B'nehem Uvnosehem. They became so desperate that they even ate the flesh of their children. And Rashi says, not everybody did that. Some people did that. But you could see that the environment was so desperate that even some people would result in such a moral deterioration. Shavuos, on the seventh year, Bizar Zerosehim. They ate even the meat of their own arms. L'kayim ha-shenemar, in order to fulfill the pasuk, ish bisar zaro yochil, that every person's going to eat the flesh of their arm. V'amar le Rav Nachman le Rav Yitzchak, and now we have another statement of Nachman to Rav Yitzchak, ma'idich siv, what does it mean when the pasuk says, bekir b'cha, kadosh v'lo avu be'ir, that there is bekir b'cha, when something amongst you or within you is holy, lo avu be'ir, that's when I don't come into the city. So what is mishum to bekir b'cha kadosh, because something is holy? Because something is going on that's positive, lo avo be'ira, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't enter that environment. That doesn't make any sense. Amar lei, so Rabbi Yitzchak says to Rav Nachman, no. It's referring to something very specific. Kachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is Rabbi Yochanan taught. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, lo avo b'Yerushalayim shalmala. I don't come into the Yerushalayim shalmala ad she'avo l'Yerushalayim shalmata, until I enter the Yerushalayim shalmata. Umi ika Yerushalayim lamala. And do we know that there's really a Yerushalayim Shalmala, this upper world Yerushalayim? And yes, we do. Dechsev, as it says in the pasuk, Yerushalayim habnuya ki'ir shechubra lo yachtov. That Yerushalayim, when it's built up, will be ki'ir, like a city, shechubra lo yachtov. That's joined together with it. So there must be another part to Yerushalayim. And what part is there? And that is the Yerushalayim Shalmala. The Mefarshim explained that we have a concept that Yerushalayim exists on multiple levels. Yerushalayim is obviously a ideal as a metropolis, as a city that we engage here in this world. And Yerushalayim also exists as a spiritual ideal in the heavens, in the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu resides in Shamayim. So the Mefarshim explained that what this Gemara is saying is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a promise to Am Yisrael. And that is that the Yerushalayim Shalmala, the space in the heavens where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina is ideally manifest in the heavenly world, that will not be rebuilt, Kaviyachol, that will not be rebuilt, so to speak, until Klal Yisrael is redeemed in the Yerushalayim Shalmata. The concept of Shechina Begalusa, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also, so to speak, in exile with us, that even though there are certain things that God had to do to the Jewish people in order to be able to ensure that we continue to serve Him and serve the world in our purpose and our mandate of living lives of Torah ideals, and therefore Galus had to take place because we had deteriorated to such a point that we were no longer worthy of, and we could no longer spiritually fuel the existence of a proper Yerushalayim Shalmata, so that Yerushalayim was destroyed and we were sent into Galus. Kadosh Baruch Hu is also in Galus when that happens. It's not something that God wanted to do. It's not something that God resides in His sense of happiness while the Jewish people are trying to inch their way back to their reality, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina B'Galusa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's with us in Galus. And there are many ways this is depicted throughout our tradition. One of the more famous illustrations of this is the vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Sneh. I believe it's the Maharal that talks about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is seen in a thorn bush, which is something that's so inappropriate for the regal presence of God. Why would it be in a thorn bush, something so simple and really so, not even something that someone would want to have anything to do with? And the answer is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to tell Moshe that when Klal Yisrael is in Avdus, so is God, so to speak. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also Imo Anochi Betzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also with us. So that Yerushalayim Shalmata has to be restored in order for the Yerushalayim Shalmala to be restored. I remember reading in one of the books that Mizrahi published, they published a 3-volume set in honor of the 50th anniversary of the conquest of the old city of Yerushalayim in 1967. And there was an essay in one of those books, I believe by Rav Getz, one of the former Rabbanim of the Kotel HaMaravi, where he quotes this Gemara in Tainis, and he writes that that's the sort of the cataclysmic historical significance of the Six-Day War, of the Jewish people on some level returning to Yerushalayim, Shalmata, and the reverberating impact that that has in the heavens of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being able to return to that Yerushalayim, Shalmala. So obviously we know there's a tremendous amount of halachic literature in how to relate to our current experience and presence in Yerushalayim. A lot of debate about the tefillah of Nachem and other things as well. Avelus related to Yerushalayim, when certainly to some extent our connection in relation to Yerushalayim is so much closer than it has been in thousands of years. But nevertheless, this was a point that he made, that with Klal Yisrael being able to procure and secure, and through Hashem's help and great miracles, the Yerushalayim Shalmata, we now edge that much closer to the Yerushalayim Shalmala. And once the Shekhinah is present in its ideal, in the heavenly Yerushalayim, so that obviously has implications in Mirtz Hashem for our own Geulah.